Ladies and gentlemen, Mike's not on.
And Nate on Nova.
It is your late drive home, or should I say, Jim, your ape drive home, because it is National Monkey Day. The best part about Monkey Day, Jim, if you don't have a monkey at your house, you may consider throwing a Monkey Day party, because yes, humans are primates too.
Do you reckon there's someone at home with a monkey going, Now I can't. I'm having a party.
I wanted my mates over. Well, I sometimes feel like a bit of a monkey. I had a banana today. That's the extent of me feeling.
The one
like
I threw to you.
Yeah, that was
the
it.
The one that you go, you're like, Jim, if you find a banana lying around, could you give it to me? And I like just grabbed the banana that was next to you on the desk and gave it to you.
Gave it to me, because it's Monkey Day.
You were a bit of a monkey yesterday.
I was.
Yeah, because you weren't here. You're at Coldplay. How was it?
Amazing.
Yeah.
Some of the best music.
I heard they have little flashy wristbands.
They do.
Did they encourage you to recycle them?
Yeah, no, they said recycle them.
You kept it, didn't you?
Yeah, of course.
Coming up next, we're talking Ed Sheeran. Yesterday, he posted a blue square on social media. So we're going to be talking about that.
I'm drinking some coffee. That's Jimmy Nath.
That's what monkeys do. You know what they say, they drink coffee.
It is your late drive home on Nova.
Ed Sheeran. Some honey now. Probably my favourite male solo artist.
Definitely my favourite ginger solo artist.
What's your second favourite ginger solo artist?
Greg Sheeran, his younger cousin.
Up and coming in the music industry.
Oh, he'll take off.
Eddie Sheeran. He has tweeted for the first time, or posted to social media for the first time in over a year. I don't know if you remember, about a year ago, exactly to the day, he said, I'm not going to be on social media anymore, put up a little post. Exactly a year later, he's uploaded this blue light box. You can see a photo on our Instagram at Jimmy Nath or Ed Sheeran socials. This is on everything. This is on his Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. It's his profile picture. It's everywhere.
It is quite literally, as Jimmy described, a blue box. Like, there's nothing else to it. Everyone's like, yeah, blue box and what? No. Just that.
Showing how famous he is. This is on Instagram. Mm. The blue box, just a blue box, got 87,000 likes and 24,000 comments
How much did we get on our recent post? What, 35?
I can have a look.
35's like our record, I think.
35 likes. Oh, I think we got 50 once.
Did we?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Actually, no. We got 600 for that Weibo thing.
The last photo we uploaded, we got 15 likes and one comment.
What do you think the blue...
We're doing better than Greg Sheeran.
He's up and coming. Give him time. He'll take off. What do you think this blue thing is? Like, what do you... Do you have any ideas what it might stand for?
The thing I feel sorry for Ed, right? He's a huge musician, right? Anything he does, people are going to think this is something to do with a new song or new album, correct?
Yep. Yes.
But if it's not, it's really unfortunate, because people are going to be angry. They're going to be like, it's not a new song.
He's just trialing a new colour to paint his house. He wants people to go, well, what do you reckon? I just picked up a can of Dulux.
What do you think of this colour, guys? Look, 13, 24, 10, though. We want to know, what was the last thing you posted to social media? This could be on anything.
Facebook, Instagram,
Twitter. It could be status. It could be a photo. We'd love to hear from you. 13, 24, 10. Yeah, Ed Sheeran. He's come out and posted this blue square on everything. On Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. It's his profile picture. It is everywhere. We're thinking maybe he just needed some advice for painting.
He's picked up a can of Dulux. He's
buying a new car.
He's just gone to Bunnings.
Yeah.
Oh, he's just like, oh, I need some help. I'll put it to the people.
Yeah. Just see what they think. And I can safely say, Nate, the last photo we uploaded on our Instagram now has 25 likes and 2 comments. So we're nearly as popular as Greg Sheeran.
The younger,
Ed Sheeran.
Who's the younger cousin?
Younger brother,
up and coming.
Younger cousin or brother?
Cousin. Yes. Gabby, is Greg Sheeran Ed's younger cousin or brother?
Oh, God, I have no idea. Let's go, brother.
Yeah,
brother,
I think so.
Settle that debate. Gabby, what was the last thing you posted on social media?
I posted a picture of some Christmas cookies I made with my awesome grandma.
Oh, that's nice. What kind of Christmas cookies?
We're Czech, so we make all of these shortbread cookies covered in chocolate and lemon, and they look amazing.
Gabs, who does most of the cooking, you or grandma? Are you the social media poster?
I reckon she's project manager. I'm the labour.
You put in the hard yards.
Now, Gabby, what did you post this on?
I actually posted it on Facebook.
And so how's it going with the likes and the comments?
Oh, not bad. About 24 likes, I think.
So you're more popular than us.
We'll try and help it out. Go to Gabby's Facebook page. Check out her cookies. Rihanna! What's the last thing you posted? Hi! What's the last thing you posted to social media?
I posted my new gym outfit, which was worth $200.
That's nice. Yeah. What brand? Like, where did you buy it?
We're on the Puma, if that's how you pronounce it.
Puma?
Lululemon? Yeah. I know that one.
So it's Puma. I don't know how else you can pronounce Puma.
I got like the full set. I'm fully decked out, and I just had to tell everyone.
Well, yeah, Rihanna, where did you post this on?
I posted it on Instagram.
And how are you going with the likes and comments?
It's got about 16 likes and 2 comments on my weight loss, so that was pretty cool.
Oh, well, congratulations on the weight loss as well. I mean,
and Rihanna, congratulations on the awesome workout. And the question now, 13-2014, or tweet us at Jim and Nath for a free thing. Do you know your emojis?
Yeah, London company, they have advertised for an emoji translator in what is said to be the first job of its kind. Can't say I have ever heard of an emoji translator. Nath, have you?
No, definitely not.
The role will involve explaining cross-cultural misunderstandings of emojis in the messages they send. Basically, there's a picture of an emoji, just tell me what it means.
Sorry, that was a really long sentence. That's my fault.
No, it's fine. That explains what the job is. If I went into Seek and went emoji translator, I want to...
You know. But I mean, for the people, I should have made it a bit easier.
Yeah. Well, it's your show.
Yeah.
I mean, and it's your show.
It is.
Whoever's listening, it's your show.
Your show. Too, mate. Your show.
Look, we'll give you an example. So you probably know the waving hand emoji. Hand doing a wave. Now, this, you would imagine, means hello, goodbye.
Yeah.
Hey, goodbye. But in China, it means you're not my friend anymore. So that's the sort of thing they'll be doing.
Very confused. This is why we need an emoji translator.
Do you find yourself struggling with emojis, Nath? Like, do you go, hang on, what does this emoji mean?
Not really. I just assume everyone thinks they mean the same as me, except when you, because you've updated your phone recently.
Yeah.
And you've been sending me these new updates, but I haven't updated mine, which means all the emojis I get
just
are like
square boxes.
And I'm like, what's Jimmy's obsession with boxing?
Boxing Day.
Oh, we've got a special.
Boxing Day. It's an underappreciated day because it sits during Christmas and New Year's and no one cares about it, but... I don't want to get bogged down in that right now.
Very close to.
Nath, do you want to go through the poo emoji? I mean, I know poo's quite close to your heart.
Yeah, I love this one. I'm glad you lent it to me. It means luck in Japan, actually. So because the words for luck and poo sound the same, if you send poo to someone, it's like the four-leaf clover. So
poo emoji. Poo emoji. Be very clear. I don't want anyone out there sending poo.
So it actually means if you're Japanese Chinese and you send a poo hand, it means good luck finding new friends.
Yeah. You should get the job.
I made that up. Do you know your emojis?
Emoji! Yeah, because a London company is advertising a job for emoji translator. Mm. Basically, they give you an emoji, you just tell them what it means. So we thought we'd get the ball rolling here on Jimmy and Nath. And we are your show, so we get you involved to translate some emojis. Now, I put a post up on our Instagram, at Jimmy and Nath. Nath, how would you describe them?
There's an avocado. That's pretty easy.
Yep.
A woman shrugging and a gorilla.
Okay. Now, that's up there. Now, some of the comments. I don't know. I've got a few fans tonight. Did Jimmy eat an avocado today? Does Jimmy like an avocado? Is Jimmy about to eat an avocado? How many avocados
Well, they're
can
all
Jimmy
they're different comments.
they're different comments.
Really?
Yeah.
To be fair, you like avocados.
Oh, some smashed avo on toast, mate.
Good
Nothing
well
can beat it.
Who knows? Kat, are you much of a emoji user?
I am, actually.
What's your favourite?
Maybe the...
Avocado?
Smiling devil. Maybe the smiling devil.
Is it a smiling devil or is it a cheeky devil?
It's a cheeky devil because it's smiling devil.
Kat, does that mean you're a bit of a devil?
Some could say.
All right.
Cheeky
Kat,
thing.
Your emoji. you guys can exchange numbers later. Kat, the emoji you've got is the shrugging woman. Now, describe to me, what does that mean?
I would put that in a conversation where I have two choices and I'm not sure, maybe deciding or confusion.
And you need someone's advice, like, what should I do?
Yeah, so help me out here. Yeah.
You know what? I think you're right.
Well, there's no right or wrong answer. But we said that.
Oh, beautiful.
Okay, we'll tell you. Well done. You're right. Good stuff. Nadine, are you much of a emoji user?
I am. I'm a bit obsessed, I think.
And what's your go-to emoji, Nadine?
Oh, the laughing face.
The laughing face.
Definitely my favourite.
Is that because you're laughing at people or you're telling funny jokes?
Laughing at people.
Or is it because you're a laughing devil?
No, that's
yeah, maybe.
Nadine, your emoji is the gorilla emoji. Now, explain to us, what's going on? How would you use it?
Oh, I would use it if someone's a bit of a hairy person, maybe.
Jimmy and Nath. We want you to do your best to tell me and Jimmy apart. Try and tell us apart. The reason why Jim. Oh, I see what you're doing. Yeah, just a warm-up.
Just a warm-up.
Habitable.
Habitable.
Got ya. Idiot.
Go.
We stumbled across this article. Maria and Elizabeth, they're two roommates in Italy who look so similar, that their friends and family can't actually tell them apart. Now, I've got a picture there. Both girls are Italian, both 24, and they dress alike. Now, they both have dark curly hair.
And they're twins.
But they're not related. Not related. In the slightest. Not even a cousin, sister, mums
just
or
friends.
Daddies. Nothing.
That's crazy.
Absolutely nothing. Now, Maria, one of the girls, actually said that her mum once saw her spoken with Elizabeth, the other girl, thinking that she was her daughter. So even the mum can't tell these two apart. Very, very tricky.
That is crazy.
Have you ever come across anyone that looks like you, like in the slightest? I feel like there's always someone, like, because you can only have so many facial arrangements.
Actually, I didn't show this. This is gonna be on the fly.
Mind blowing. It's very hard.
My girlfriend sent me this photo, and she's like, "I thought it was you." So I'm gonna we'll upload this on Instagram. I forgot about this.
Yeah.
And she's like, "I thought this was you for a sec when I flashed it. Does that look like me?"
It actually kind of does.
Yeah.
If you went to the gym.
And I had a baby. I mean, that's the other thing.
True.
Holding a newborn baby.
But the thing is, Jim, people say that, no, we don't look the same, but we sound the same. So we play a little game, and it's called this. And you can never tell us apart. All you've got to do is you get three goes at it. We're going to speak, and you've got to tell us which one is talking. Is it either you or is it me? For example, let's do a little practice.
Who is this?
Hey, it's Nath.
Now, I would lock in Jimmy
because that was Jimmy.
Because it was Jimmy talking.
Quite confusing when both of us are trying to set that up. But give us a call anyway. Tell us
apart. Yeah, people say we sound very similar, Jim. So we give people the opportunity to try and guess the difference between us. If they can do it, they get a bit of a prize.
Yeah, a lot of people do say we sound similar. I think the more you listen, it's easier to tell.
Sometimes when you're talking, I think it's me talking. That's how similar we are.
We got a tweet, though, from Gabby. And she said, "At Jimmy and Nath Boys, saw you at Kate, Tim and Marty's end of year party with your seedy mows. You could definitely pass as twins."
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Though we pulled off those mows pretty well.
I mean, that's the only thing that we'd have in common. We don't look like
with
the same.
With great facial hair, like most men in the world.
That's it.
Ash, now you think you can tell us apart.
Yeah, I sure can.
Do you listen to the show much, Ash?
Always listening. Number one fan.
Thanks, Ash. I believe it's your birthday in 7 days.
It sure is.
Oh,
happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Oh, look, to celebrate your birthday, let's play some Never Tell Us Apart, okay?
Oh, yeah, let's do it.
Now, Ash, because it is your birthday, we're going to make it a bit harder. So you've got to get three from three, okay?
Okay, I can do it.
All right, you can. Let's do it.
Who is this?
Hey, Ash.
It is Nath.
That's Jimmy. I'm going to change it.
Really?
You've got to get two from three. I've already changed it.
Okay.
All right,
because it's your birthday.
Who is this?
Hey, Ash.
Is Jim?
Yes!
Yes!
Yes. Ash, you need this to go home with some sort of free thing for your birthday, okay?
Okay, great.
All right.
Who is this?
Hey, Ash!
Nathan?
Guess one more time, Ash.
I said it was me.
Oh, my God. Oh, really?
Who are you gonna lock in?
Wait, play it one more time.
Too long. Sorry, Ash. Now you go.
Yeah, just before you just listen, I just want to apologise to Ash because I've got some tweets here and people are saying, couldn't guess the laugh voice because I put a voice on. I was So I promise in the future, I won't throw my voice. It'll just be this voice.
Or maybe that is your normal voice and the voice you're putting on now is a fake one.
Oh, now you just...
What are we doing? Asking now, 13, 24, 10 or Twitter's at Jimmy Nath for a big old free thing. Do you have a resting bitch face?
Excuse me, mate. This is an RBF.
Yeah, Ryan Reynolds. Big fan of the show.
Ryan!
You'd say Deadpool was probably our favourite movie this year.
Yeah, we went. That was one of our first movies we ever went to together.
Yeah. Mm. All the other ones are at home. I'm snuggled up.
The ones we made.
Yeah.
Oh, mate. Sorry.
It's 11:08.
Yeah,
that's
sorry.
Probably,
it's kid time. 11:08.
There are kids are allowed.
They are actually
because there's apps on phones. Kids these days have phones, so they can listen to the show.
Yeah,
don't listen to Uncle Nathy. He's just
he's having a bad uncle.
He's mucking around. Sorry about him.
Sorry.
Ryan Reynolds. He's explained his face in a picture that was taken earlier the year at Taylor Swift's 4th of July party. You've probably seen it. It went viral on the internet. You can see it on our Instagram at Jimmy and Nath. If you need a refresher, it's him and Blake Lively, his wife. Tom and Taylor Swift, who've now split up,
yep.
And some other people there.
just another random couple.
There was just an empty seat and they rocked up and went, oh, just sit here. Now, this is what Ryan said about his face. My natural resting face is one of a man dying. I had no idea someone was taking a photo. Therefore, I was resting comfortably in my persona of a man whose soul is visibly exiting this earth.
One of the greatest quotes possibly known.
Maybe even quote of 2016.
It could be in a book.
Snuck in.
We should do that. Quotes of 2016.
Or what if I get tweets and then you guess who's tweeted?
Oh, no, we do that.
We don't know that. We all know now, though, do you have a resting bitch face? Like, do people look at you and go,
excuse me, mate, this is an B F.
Yes. Do people look at you and say that, or maybe you just know yourself? We want to get your RBF stories. So if you do have a resting bitch face, please give us a call. Yeah, Ryan Reynolds finally explained his face in a photo that went viral. You
sorry, hang on. He's angry. He's RBF. He's not his face.
This is my nose.
This is an eye.
Here's my mouth.
For those of you playing along at home, this is an ear.
It's radio, mate. You've got to explain it. Yeah. You can see the photo on our Instagram, at Jimmy Nath, but we want to chat to other people who are living with RBF.
Now, Anthony, you're living with RBF.
Yeah, sure am, guys. I actually suffer from CRBF, which is chronic resting bitch face.
Oh, that's a rare condition.
That's a full-blown case of RBF.
There's no coming back from CRBF.
No, there's nothing I can do about it.
Anthony, when did you realise you had RBF?
A couple of years ago, everyone always asked me if I was okay or if everything was all right or if there was something wrong. And I'm like, no, I'm fine. And a manager pointed out that it was that I had resting bitch face.
Had
so,
RBF.
I get asked at work all the time, are you angry or have Anthony, done something?
Have you tried to reap the rewards a bit, going, yeah, no, I am upset. Can you make me happier?
It does get me out of having to do things at work because I just go, look, not right now.
So there's benefits to living with RBF.
There is, yeah. People, if they sometimes walk past, they go, I need you to do something. They look at your face and they kind of say, you know what? Don't worry about it. We'll
Thank you, Anthony. Miranda.
Hello.
She sounds happy.
Are you happy to live with RBF, Miranda?
I love it. Like I said, I phase out the weak ones when it comes to men.
So you've just got RBF at a bar and a man walks up and if he doesn't come up to you, you're like, not worth it.
Yeah. I realized when I had it because I found the same thing kept reoccurring and I would have guys come up to my friends at like bars and clubs and they would say, I really want to talk to your friend, but she looks like she wants to punch somebody in the face.
Miranda, which part of your face is the most RBF-ish? Is it your eyes or your mouth?
I think it's my eyes and I frown a lot. That's why I have Botox now to try and like hone that down.
So you're saying Botox is kind of a way to fight RBF?
Definitely, because I show a lot of expression in my face and I'm not impressed. You'll know about it and I don't have to say anything.
But you're saying you can live an active full life with RBF?
Definitely.
Thank you, Linda.
Excuse me, mate. This is an RBF. Jimmy and
Nate. Do you want your very own mural? Now, the reason why, Jim, the Australian man, the one who became famous for punching a kangaroo. Not Skippy, just another kangaroo.
Was it? Definitely was Skippy Kids.
Skippy's still around. Everyone relax. It was in defence of his dog. He's been given his very own mural in Melbourne. Now, the street artist was Lush Sucks. Heard of Lush Sucks?
No, I'm not. I'm not big in the street art community.
He's a fan of the show, though. Surely, yeah, he's listening right now. Yeah. Call in, Lush Sucks. He painted an action shot of the man punching the roo on a Melbourne street wall. So this guy, for the video that went viral of him defending his dog, so basically,
That's the thing. I'm not saying he defended the dog because by the time he gets to the kangaroo, the kangaroo's let go on to the dog.
That's right.
Like, just walk away from... We don't...
Leave it.
Encourage violence here, Jimmy Nath. We do encourage murals.
We do.
We love a good painting.
We love murals.
Huge love painting.
But talking murals, it's not very hard criteria to get your own mural. I mean...
Yeah, no, you're right.
Should I take Chiz out to the bush and just see what attacks
don't
him?
Don't know. Take my dog out to the bush and just give him one? No.
No.
We said no violence against...
I love
Chiz. I mean, maybe we could just... Maybe someone's listening. They want to paint
Lush
us.
Lush Sucks. Maybe Lush Sucks.
Well, he is, mate, because obviously he's a big fan of the show.
But what we want to do is we want to give you out there, because it is your show, we want to give you your very own mural. So 13 2410, give us a call, because Jimmy...
Or a ural.
Oh, why do you think of that now? It's a minute 30 into it.
Well, I mean, It's live, mate. I can't tell you what I'm going to think of. I know we talked about it earlier, but it's here in the moment.
But Jimmy's a bit of an artist. So what he's going to do is we're going to chat to you and we're going to give you your very own personalised mural. Jimmy's going to draw it live on the spot. Jim, how are you feeling about your ability to draw a mural for someone?
I feel good. They call me Music Jimmy.
And well, doesn't make sense.
They do. Musicians are very good at drawing.
Are they?
Yeah.
Really? That's probably why I suck at drawing. Do you want your own mural or...
Ural,
as you so cleverly said before. Yep. The reason why, there's that Australian guy who made famous for punching the kangaroo.
Which we don't endorse.
Which we definitely do not endorse. He has been given a mural. So someone's endorsing him because he got his own mural in Melbourne. So what we want to do is we want to give you your very own mural, a ural.
Yes.
So that's why we ask people to call up. We're going to send this person a ural. You're going to draw it
live.
Yeah,
I'll draw something live right now.
And we've got Kayla. Now, Kayla, you want your very own mural or ural?
Of course, who wouldn't?
Yeah, good,
exactly.
Good.
Kayla, I've actually I've stolen a brand new Sharpie from this from inside. So
she's been stoked.
She's stoked.
All right, Kayla, I'm going to ask you a few questions about yourself and Jimmy. He's going to live draw your mural. Okay.
Oh, this is exciting.
It is exciting. Live radio. So what do you like to do for fun, Kayla?
Well, I am a cheerleader, so that's always fun.
Pom-poms would be a good addition.
Yes,
don't tell me how to draw.
Add a bow in there.
Add a bow, so she's telling you.
Kayla, what colour hair do you have?
I have brown hair.
Well, I've only got a black pen, so.
You've got black hair now.
Okay, black, fine.
Just so you know, when you get the photo in the mail and you're like, I don't remember having black hair.
Kayla, roughly how tall are you?
I'm around 167. I'm a bit short.
All right. In A4 terms, what would that be? Because we've only got an A4 bit of paper.
Maybe 3/4 of the page.
What kind of shoes do you like to wear, Kayla?
Let's go with comfortable flats.
Flats. That's an easy one to draw. What about work, Kayla? What do you do for work?
I'm a retail assistant for a clothes shop.
So you wear nice clothes, I'm assuming?
I do wear nice clothes, yeah.
Would you wear a dress or would you wear like a t-shirt and shorts?
Let's go with a dress. That's probably easy to draw as well.
It is a little maxi dress.
Catering for you. A maxi dress. Do you have any maxi dresses, Kayla?
I have one.
Oh, there you go.
Now it's in the photo.
This is the one. Jim, how's the drawing going?
And I need some facial features. What are you, big eyes, small nose, big mouth? Let's talk us through it.
Hey, you've got all those three features, just quickly.
No, they're not on there yet. What up? Tell me your eyes, nose, and mouth.
Okay, I have big brown eyes.
Mm-hmm. Again, they're going to be black.
Yeah, that's fine. And I have a little button nose.
Oh, that's cute.
Aww.
Yep.
And what about your smile? You got pearly whites?
I do have pearly whites.
Nice.
Yep.
Big smile.
All right. It looks like he's bringing your mural to a close, Kayla. He's about to lift it up. I'll tell you how it's going. It's actually not that bad. It's actually pretty good. Kayla's Yuval, he's even got a scale, 167 centimetres.
Metres.
The accuracy.
I'll upload it to Instagram and everyone can have a look and we'll get your address, Kayla, and we'll send it out to you.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Kayla. Congratulations on your first Ural.
Gold Logie goes to...
The Gold Logie goes to... Pete Hellyer. Well, that's what could happen. If you vote Pete for the Gold Logie, hashtag Golden Pete.
Yes, we want you to vote for Pete Hellyer. You can vote at tvweeklogies.com.au. Nath, I mean...
What a week it's been for Pete.
It has. I mean, we've done this once before.
But really good. You know what they say? Your first time's your best. I realised as soon as I said it.
I mean... You're like, I shouldn't have said this. Live radio. Look, Peter Jason Matthew Hellyer. I mean, what can you say about him? He's a comedian.
Yep.
He's an actor.
He's a whatever else is written on the sheet.
Radio, TV presenter, writer, producer, and director.
Do you remember Scumbus, the 2012 Australian comedy film?
I don't remember. Now, apparently Pete was in this film.
Well, you appeared in it, yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember, but it must have been great because Pete's in it.
I mean... It's Gold Logie worthy.
I mean, it is. I mean, they don't give out Gold Logies for films, but they should.
Can you bring back something you did 4 years ago for the Gold Logie?
What's that word? Retroactive?
I think it's retroactive. Isn't that like a game, like a 3D game?
No, retroactive like when you bring something back.
Is it?
I'll look it up.
We'll Google that.
No, I mean, like you should be. You should be able to go, this is everything I have.
And the Gold Logie for Scumbus in 2016.
Pete, hell yeah. No, he should just win. I mean, help us, help Pete. help you.
Have you said the hashtag?
Golden Pete.
Hashtag Golden. I'm just going to say this many times as
Get on, vote for him. He deserves it. I mean, there are two other people on the project at the moment that have won. I can't remember their names because you don't turn on the project to see them. You go, what's Pete up to?
He's just won a gold logie, is what they'll say when he wins it.
And that, what's that other thing you said earlier?
Retroactive.
No, I said that. What's the thing you said?
Pete, hell yeah.
No, that thing, and you were like, I shouldn't have said that.
Oh, your first time's your best.
Golden Pete.
What hit you in the face?
In the face! In the face!
No! There's a slow-mo video, Jim, that's gone viral of a guy getting hit, yes, in the face, with a soccer ball. The video posted by the slow-mo guys. You know the slow-mo guys?
I wasn't aware of them until this story.
You know what they're famous for?
Slow-motion videos. Oh,
you're good. I tell you, don't miss much. They wanted to show what happens when someone gets slapped in the face with a water-soaked soccer ball. Why water-soaked? Does that make it heavier?
I mean, you took the words right out of my mouth. I was just about to ask you, why is it soaked in water?
Surely it would hurt more.
Maybe they wanted it to hurt more.
Because you when you're playing sport and it's wet and you feel it.
It hurts more in the wet.
It hurts more in the wet.
Maybe the slow-mo guys don't like each other.
Poor old slow-mo guys. What can we do this year? Slap each other. The internet have called the video mesmerising and relaxing. I guess slow-mo is kind of nice.
Yeah, there's a video on our Instagram at Jimmy Nath. You can check it out. It's oddly soothing.
It is.
It's just because it's so slow. We did a video.
The slap.
It had slap a mow off. And in slow-mo, it looks quite cool. Mm. But this is this is next
in
level.
In fast-mo, it also hurts. Because you hit me a lot harder.
To be fair, you can see this video on the Nova Facebook account.
Somewhere on the socials.
It's on our Instagram somewhere, at Jimmy and Nath. It's how to end November when we slap each other. Mm. But when I was slapping you, we were practicing and you're supposed to turn away from the slap.
Yeah, I thought that's because in practice we were doing that, but when it came to the real thing.
No, I was saying do that. And the real thing, you didn't move. So I'd like hit you really hard.
Even the guy who was filming, shout out to Matkins, he was just like, what?
No, and our social squares, Matkins, he does a lot for the show.
All the stuff, not all the stuff. You do a lot of the stuff.
The good stuff he does, the bad stuff. Me screwing up rock, paper, scissors, like things. Yeah.
Your Dwayne Johnson one. Dwayne,
learn to speak, mate. One job.
What hit you in the face?
In the face! In the face!
No! The reason why a slow-mo video has gone viral on the internets of a guy getting hit in the face with a football. They're the slow-mo guys, and apparently they always do this kind of thing, and they say it's mesmerising and relaxing.
It is. We were watching it on loop. It is very crazy. You can see it on our Instagram at Jimmy Nath.
Peter, what hit you in the face?
It was a vortex on the beach.
Oh, one of those whistling ball things.
Yeah, with a tail.
Sorry, Pete, I just realised what I said.
What happened, Pete?
I was just standing on the beach with my friends, and lo and behold, a vortex comes flying through the air into my face. It was great.
Did it hurt, Pete?
Oh, yeah, it did.
Leave a mark?
Yeah, for a couple of days.
And a couple of days?
A couple of days, it must have yard.
So when you went after it, obviously hit you and fell, did you grab it and throw it back into the water, or what did you do with it?
Yeah, no, I just threw it back to the kid's dad.
Oh, I was a kid. Oh, how old was the kid?
Yeah.
How old was the kid?
Oh, I don't know, 12, 13-ish.
Yeah, no, you're a good bloke, Pete. You're a good bloke.
Arm, Pete, in the face.
Why are you Mexican when you say it?
I don't know, it's just fun.
In the face.
Brandon, what hit you?
In the face! In the face!
What hit you in the face?
Oh, man.
Do you like The Hangover?
Yes. Yeah, I drummer, saw a drumstick at the crowd. I speckled the bloke in front of me. I caught it, but at the same time, it hit me in the face and I drew blood to my chin. So
I missed that. What was it?
He speckied someone in the crowd to catch a drumstick from a band.
Oh,
and
wow.
It hit him in the face.
And it hit you in the face?
Yeah, it drew blood to my chin, but I caught it at the end of the day, so I'm pretty stoked.
Oh, well, so you got it. Even though it hit you in the face.
Jimmy and Nath.
DJ Khaled.
It's time for another DJ Khaled update.
You smart.
Yeah, he's a record producer, Australian. I don't have my sheet in front of me. Radio personality, DJ and record label executive. His name, DJ Khaled. You'd think I'd be on top of it by now. How many have we done?
Why did you say Australia, though?
I don't know. I just
he's clearly.
I was like, what country are we in? I got there in the end.
Got Katy Perry on the show. Famous Australian. You go to. You just want everyone to be Australian.
Oh, well,
and
I
to
hope.
Be fair, everyone probably wants to be Australian.
Exactly.
It's a great place.
Good option. Good save. That's why you're here.
DJ Khalid, he's released his own line of moisturizer. Yep. It is a collaboration with Cocoa Butter, the Cocoa Butter line. Apparently, yep. Cocoa Butter's a moisturizer. I've never heard it.
Yep.
And he's teamed up. Oh, wait. No, Palmer's is the.
Cocoa Butter is the type.
Type, and Palmer's is
both Australian brands.
Sorry, I'm reading the sheet for the first time. You don't have a sheet.
I think I've got a paper cut just then, just quietly.
Here's a grab of DJ Khalid talking about the cocoa butter.
Major cue.
No, because I figured you said he's Australian. You can read out this.
Oh, right. Okay.
So do your Australian DJ Khalid.
It's my passion project of mine because my fans can now have a piece of my glow thanks to Palmer's and our collaboration.
Vegan alert.
That wasn't half bad.
I know. I'm Australian.
You know. You've been practicing it. You've been doing this Aussie Deji Khalid impression, yeah. And you went, I'm going to pretend to screw up at the top, say Australian, and I'm going to get to do my impression.
One day, I'm going to have to do this impression, and it's paid off all those years. Give me some cocoa butter.
In conclusion, DJ Khalid has a moisturiser.
Major key. Jimmy and Nath.
So tell me, who's that tweet that Jimmy's reading out? I said, who's that tweet that Jimmy's talking about? I said, who's that tweet Nate's trying to figure out? It's time for Who's That Tweet right now, 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 now,
oh,
now.
Guy Sebastian, everybody in the house! I mean, it's Christmas.
Yeah, he's got places to be.
Can't expect too much.
No.
Thanks for coming. No, he's gone. He's well gone.
Nath, these are some of my favourite tweets. You just got to tell me who tweeted the tweet.
Tweet one.
My cousin told everyone he could do a backflip. When I asked him to do it, he said, I can't do it if you're watching. Emma Stone, Robert Downey Jr., Isla Fisher, Jimmy Fallon.
Bloody Jimmy Fallon. Doesn't stop on the tweets, does he?
He's just like, he contacts me all the time. He's like, Jimmy.
Can I be in this one again?
Yeah, well, he thinks I stole his name. Even though technically I kind of did. He's older than me, but you know, Jimmy's a common name.
Just quietly, I've never even attempted a backflip because I'm really worried I'm going to break my something.
I actually attempted a backflip. I used to do backflips all the time on the trampoline.
Mm.
And then one time I did it on the trampoline going into the pool, and yep. I nearly hit.
See, it's a dangerous thing.
And no, I promised myself I'd never do it again.
I won't even attempt it now because you said that. Who's the most of the daredevil?
Well, you know it's Jimmy Fallon, mate.
Is it Jimmy Fallon? Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah.
Oh!
Tweet two.
Andy Murray, Scottish legend. Calvin Harris, Andy Murray, J.K. Rowling, Sean Connery.
What? That was just names listed.
J.K. Rowling. Is it Rowling or Rowling?
Rowling or Rowling.
How good was the Sean Connery?
Yeah, that was really good. I don't think Sean Connery has Twitter.
To be fair, they're all Scottish people.
Who was the first one?
Calvin Harris.
Calvin Harris, definitely.
You sure it wasn't Andy Murray saying it about Andy Murray?
Oh, yeah, that's true. I mean,
he's had a good year.
Every time we catch up, he always talks about himself. I'm going to go Calvin Harris.
Calvin Harris.
Oh! Just quietly, two from three.
Tweet three.
My favourite Ninja Turtle is Donatello. Mila Kunis, Chris Hemsworth, Katy Perry, Carl Stefanovic.
Mila Kunis.
Mila Kunis.
Who the hell's Mila Kunis?
Mila Kunis's less successful sister. I don't know. A stunt double.
Donatello.
Who would love Donatello?
I don't know that much about the Ninja Turtles, but I do know a lot about Katy Perry.
And you think Katy Perry?
Yeah, she told me she loved Donatello last Friday night.
You sure it wasn't?
Oh, that's a point.
It was Chris Hemsworth, though.
Jimmy and Nath.
Getting to know you, getting to know all about you.
Nath, last night you went to Coldplay.
Yeah, you were somewhere.
Yeah. And you said you had a great time.
Fantastic concert.
So you went with your girlfriend. I was at home alone. Didn't have anything to do. My roommates went to Coldplay as well.
They were.
A lot of people didn't invite me to Coldplay.
I was texting them both.
So I went home and I was like, I've got a bit of time to kill. I might do anything. So I was like, I'll make a lasagna. So I go down, buy the ingredients, come home, making lasagna. Anyway, so I put it in. Anyway, I pull it out and I put it on a tray to cool down. But when I put it down to cool down, I grab it with my hand.
Ooh.
And I burn my hand. Now, I'm blaming you for this.
Oh, here we go.
Because
I had a feeling I was going
to
be in trouble.
I wouldn't have made a lasagna and burnt my hand if you didn't go to Coldplay.
What would you have had for dinner?
No, because we...
No, if I was here, what would you have had for dinner?
I had a salad or something, like I usually do. It was because we didn't have to do the show. I had all this time.
You're going to get creative, of course. Okay.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. I've got time. If I don't have time, it's just to throw a salad together. If you've got time, make a lasagna.
That's what they say. Famous saying.
So I burnt my hand. First of all, I'd love for you to say sorry.
No, I do. I sincerely apologise for that.
And now there's even more repercussions.
Oh, here we go.
I don't even know if I'm going to be able to play the goodbye song next.
Oh, you're kidding.
Because I burned my fingers that I hold the pick with
this
that I play the guitar
with. This is my plan all along.
So I'd like to show you this burn.
Okay, come on over. He's coming on over. Does this mean I might have... It is a tiny little white mark.
On two of my fingers.
On two of your
fingers.
It doesn't matter.
So I'm just saying... Who knows what's going to happen?
I mean, it's live music in the studio.
I'm just saying, people should stick around and find out because you may have to play, mate. This may be the night that you get called up. And I'm figuring you saw Coldplay, so you're feeling like...
Coldplay was really good last night.
My lasagna was great. And I hate...
No, finish. Hate what?
This burn is your fault. This burn is your fault, and I may not play the goodbye song.
Oh, how good was Coldplay?
Jimmy and Nate.
Jimmy and Nate's goodbye song.
Because now it's time to go.
Always good to have people coming in and letting us know what songs they like.
Yeah, get involved with socials. That's Jimmy and Nate. It is a goodbye song, Nate. So we wrap up the show. That was through live music. But unfortunately, I don't think I can play music today.
Why not?
Because we were just speaking about it earlier.
Oh, you told me.
Yeah, I burnt my hand. It was your fault. I was cooking lasagna.
Well, I wasn't there.
No, mate, look the socials.
To supervise.
People have, they've decided.
Oh, they've
voted.
Have they?
I put up a Twitter poll.
Steve better not have decided because I just gave him a shout out. So
no,
he's one of them.
He's on Team Jimmy.
Oh, you know what? Steve, you're never hearing that song again.
Nate, I think you found this maraca earlier. So what I propose is you do the goodbye song with the maraca because I can't play because I have this burn and you can see the burn on our Instagram account at Jimmy Nath.
All right, well, I'm preparing you. This is going to be miraculous.
Nice. All right, whenever you're ready, mate.
All right.
Ed Sheeran posted a blue square. What was the last thing you posted to care? Oh, look at that. I made a miraculous recovery.
Miraculous. Yeah.
On purpose.
Am I literally putting this down?
Yeah, put it down.
Okay, no, it's down.
Steve tweeted through. No more maracas.
Bloody Steve, I tell ya.
Are you ready?
Yeah, you go.
Ed Sheeran posted our blue square. What was the last thing you posted? We care.
Rihanna! What's the last thing you posted? Hi! What's the last thing you posted to social media?
I posted my new gym outfit, which was worth $200.
Where did you post this on?
I posted it on Instagram.
And how are you going with the likes and comments?
It's got about 16 likes and 2 comments on my weight loss, so that was pretty cool.
Oh, well, congratulations
on the weight loss as well.
And
Rihanna, congratulations on the awesome workout.
Do you suffer from RBF and no one understands you?
Anthony, you're living with RBF.
Yeah, I sure am, guys. I actually suffer from CRBF, which is chronic resting bitch face.
Oh, that's a rare condition.
That's a full-blown case of RBF.
There's no coming back from CRBF.
No, there's nothing I can do about it. It does get me out of having to do things at work because I just go, look, not right now.
So there's benefits to living with RBF.
There is, yeah. People, if they sometimes walk past, they go, I need you to do something. They look at your face and they kind of say, you know what, don't worry about it. We'll
Do you know what emojis mean? Be part of our emoji translating team. Nadine, your emoji is the gorilla emoji. Now explain to us, what's going on? How would you use it?
Oh, I would use it if someone's a bit of a hairy person, maybe.
Last night I burnt my hand cooking lasagna and no one heard me screaming. Nate, you don't know what it's like. My thumb and finger don't feel right. You don't know what it's like to be like me. To be hurt, to play guitar, to be left out in the dark. When you're at Coldplay, I'm left out in the dark. Jim, turn that frown upside down. Next time Coldplay is in town, you'll be right there next to me with no lasagna to hurt you. Damn, Nate, that feels nice. We'll be bros for life.
Sean Connery.